Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Pittsford back on the show. He's the author of Your Family Business, Your Family Net Worth, which is available wherever books are sold. He's the president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors. Castle3.com is his website. Gary, you've done a great job today, and one of the things I want you to do now as we wrap up is give us a tour, give us a report on what it's looking like for families passing their business on, transitioning the ownership to the next generation. It's not good news, is it?
Well, that's a long answer, but yes, you're right. The problem, there's all kinds of problems, but some of the things is that a lot of the children nowadays move on to a different career because they've never really seen the benefit of owning your own business. A lot of business owners, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but a lot of business owners are great at managing a company, but they're not good coaches. They don't show their children. The children get to unload the trucks, they get to sweep the floors, they get to do some dusting, they get to do some stuff, but the children don't see the benefit of owning your own company. I mean, you can work 60 hours for somebody else, or you can work 60 hours for yourself, and the children need to be shown by the owners that there really is a lot of good to owning a business. Mm-hmm. And most business owners are not good coaches. They're not good teachers.
Well, the Kauffman Foundation research shows that the millennial generation is not as entrepreneurial as the baby boomer generation. That's another factor.
That's probably true. Yep. But there are a lot of good children that are hard workers, but they never really got to see all the good parts of owning a business.
Right.
And to take over an existing business and to get it at a reasonable price is a tremendous advantage to a young person.
That's another issue is if mom and pop have grown the business to where it's worth some money, if they want to cash out, the kid's not going to be able to do that. Because a lot of these businesses are worth more as an association with another business than they are in just operating as a standalone business. Meaning, somebody can pay them more to acquire their business than somebody can pay the owner to continue to operate it as it is.
That's true. That bigger corporations, like if you had 5 or 6 stores and you wanted to buy one more. Just buy a baby boomer who wants to get out.
That's right.
I would like to see more children understand the benefits of being in your own business, running your own company.
Well, give us an example of those. I know what some of them are. What do you think some of them are?
Examples of the benefits?
Yes.
Growing your net worth. If you can buy an existing business that's got $1 million or $2 million of cash flow, you've got 10 or 15 well-trained employees, you've got hundreds or thousands of customers, you've got a base there that you can really grow and make it bigger and make it more profitable. And a lot of the children nowadays, the older generation, the people my age, aren't into all the high-tech stuff as much as they should be. And the younger people can get more computerized. If you get more computerized, then you tend to get more profitable. Mm-hmm. And so being able to look at my cell phone at my local hardware store, and I can dial up the hardware store and I can look on my cell phone to see if the part is in the inventory. Then I can just drive down there and pick it up. That's an important item.
One of the things that I like about being a business owner, Gary, is whatever's coming at me, challenge or opportunity, it belongs to me. I own that. And I can make it whatever I want to make it. I can turn a challenge into an opportunity or not. And I like the fact that it's on me.
Well, and you don't have to go through a supervisor and a committee and another committee and another committee in order to get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what seems right, you can do it. You know, and if it's good, then you get the benefit. If it's wrong, then you lose money, but you fix it and you can move on.
Yeah.
You know,
you think baby boomers are more you think baby boomers are more likely to be control enthusiasts than the millennial generation is?
Yes, they probably are because they grew up that way.
I'm a control enthusiast, aren't you?
They've been through all the You're looking forward to what?
I'm a control enthusiast, aren't you?
Yes.
Hey Gary, I got to wrap it up. It's been great having you here today. Castle3.com with the word castle with the number 3.com, is that right?
That's right, Jim, and keep taking care of the business people.
There you go. Your family business, your net family net worth. That's his book too, folks. It's outstanding. I encourage you to check it out. We'll have Gary Pitsford back on to give us another great report another day. In the meantime, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.